Plato and Aristotle, Lecture 4, The Republic, Justice and the Virtue of Justice.
In this lecture, we're going to begin to talk about Plato's great master dialogue, considered by many to be his most successful and influential dialogue, The Republic. The Republic is a long and complex work, and it considers, in the course of the argument, a wide variety of different topics. But it opens with a conversation that takes up all of Book One, that's very much in structure and tone like the conversations that we looked at in the last lectures on the Euthyphro and Charmides. Here again, there's a particular virtue whose essential nature the participants are attempting to articulate. Now the topic of discussion is justice. We might think that justice is easier to understand than temperance, that strange virtue of Sophrosyne that we were looking at in the last lecture. But notice the oddness, in a sense, of thinking of justice as a personal moral virtue, rather than perhaps as a general condition of a society. As we proceed, in fact, we will begin to notice the complexity of the notion of justice. It will turn out that it is, on Plato's understanding, a moral virtue. But it isn't just a moral virtue, nor indeed even just a political virtue. We'll begin to see how it can be thought of to be, although this is an odd way of speaking, a metaphysical virtue as well. What that means will become clearer, particularly in the next lecture. But there is a prior question that we need now to address. I've been talking about holiness, or temperance, or justice, as virtues. But what does it mean to say that something is a virtue? What does it mean to describe temperance or justice as a virtue? In this lecture, I want to spend a good deal of time considering this question. That is the question, what does it mean to say that justice, say, is a virtue? Indeed, I want to ask us to devote most of the first half of our discussion of the Republic to thinking through the relation between justice and virtue. We'll come to see that it teaches us something interesting, I think, both about Plato's understanding of virtue and about his understanding of justice as well. So in this lecture, we're going to be talking about justice and virtue, and we're going to be talking, I might add, only about the first four books of the Republic. Book One, as I suggested, is a sort of mini-dialogue about justice. Many people actually think that it was originally a dialogue that Plato wrote called the Thrasymachus, after one of the major participants in the discussion of the first book. Then in Book Two, two of the people who have been by and large silent, Glaucon and Adamantus, pose a problem to Socrates that arises out of the discussion of Book One. The problem concerns the question of whether justice is a good thing intrinsically, or merely extrinsically, that is, whether it's good in itself, or simply because of the rewards that being seen as just brings in its wake. It will turn out that this is an important and interesting question. Characteristically, however, Socrates claims that we can't answer that question until we have a clearer sense of what justice is, particularly what justice is in an individual, that is, what it is for an individual to be just. And in order to do this, he claims it will be helpful to imagine the creation of an ideal city, where an ideal city means essentially a virtual city, that is, a city created in discourse, the creation of an ideal city to see what justice looks like there, that is, to discover what it is for a city to be just, and then apply it back to the individual, at which time we'll be able to see whether and why justice is intrinsically a good thing. It's for that reason that the famous ideal city, and here, of course, city is a translation of the Greek polis and means any kind of large social organization or commonwealth, anything where the weal or good is common to the people who live together. It's for this reason that the famous ideal city is constructed in the early books of the Republic. And at the end of Book Four, Socrates claims to have a definitive answer to the question of whether justice intrinsically makes for a good life. Later we'll look at that answer and worry about whether or not it's a good one. But for now, I want us to concentrate simply upon how we might see the relationship between justice and virtue emerging in this discussion in the first four books of the Republic.